Welcome to One EMS Assessment. I am sitting down with Drew, who is a student at Savannah Tech. And this is the fourth or fifth student, I think, in a row.
Yeah.
So you saw how it went. Three easy questions, two kind of harder, and then one final Jeopardy kind of question of picking a category.
Okay.
And we make it up. All right, Drew. So first easy question. Did you style your hair after the fourth season of Stranger Things?
Okay. No. Okay, so it was funny because I wanted curly hair.
Sure.
But
well, success.
So I went to a barber shop one time and I got, like, they just, like, balded me. So I was, like, completely bald.
Wow, okay.
So, like, I'm never cutting my hair again. Like, I'm done. So I grew out the back because I have a weird shaped back head. So I was like, you know what? Let me try to get curls while, you know, keeping the weird head shape covered. So
hey, it worked out.
It kind of worked, but, you know, now it's just, it's kind of going all over the place now. I might go back being bald.
Well, if you do any cosplay, you can absolutely do that. Stranger Things. All right. But what, let me ask you, everybody, why are you getting an EMS? What brought you into this field?
I think it's just because I like to help people. You know, I just graduated high school, so I'm young. So I went straight from high school to college. And
okay.
I wanted, I started summer courses, actually. And
so what, 18?
Yes, sir, I'm 18.
Right, gotcha.
And I wanted to start young. I wanted to be a nurse, but I thought since I was young and I don't know that much about, like, medical things, I'd start as an EMT. AMT, paramedic, okay. And just kind of work my way up from there.
Sure, I gotcha. So do you think you're going to face a little bit of a hardship in the field being as young as you are once you graduate?
Yeah, me, my teacher, and my dad, my parents, we talk about it a lot because I feel like people won't take me as serious because I'm young, trying to tell them, like, this is what you need to do to get better and all this. But I feel like more confident I sound the way I talk, hopefully they'll kind of just get understand what I'm saying, you know, give me their trust a little bit.
Gotcha. Yeah. I know a lot of services is about insurance.
Yeah.
But after that, I think I was one of the youngest paramedics in the company I worked in for a long time.
Really?
And yeah, you'll get, and they made me shave too. So it's like, you get the whole baby thing, the kid thing.
I can't get nothing growing, honestly. It's kind of rough.
So it's, I'm glad that you're addressing it ahead of time.
Mm.
What's your long-term goals in this field?
In this field, just to be successful, I mean, and to get with the field, I want to make, you know, a little bit of money, help people, and I want to just raise a family, honestly. I want to be like my parents, my mom, my dad, you know, give me a life. And I feel like this field, starting out and pursuing it when I get older, will definitely help me raise a family, do all the things I want to do when I'm older.
All right. So round two,
okay.
A little bit harder here. You got all the power in the world and your experience so far, what you've seen either growing up or through the school. If you could change one thing about EMS, what would it be?
Maybe some of the equipment, I guess. I'm not too sure because I haven't really dug deep into all
sure.
the equipment. But maybe some of the equipment here and there, because some of it's older, like in Chatham County, it is
yep.
older. Some
yep.
of the, they don't invest in a lot of the new things, which, you know, might not have the money for, but it's okay. But yeah, maybe just, you know, renewing the equipment a little bit more.
I gotcha. Make it a little bit more modern.
Yeah.
What about this? So trying to figure out a phrase because just thought of it. Coming up in your generation, you use your phone a lot. You do a lot of social media, those kind mm-hmm. of things. What would attract you to a service, or what would turn you off from a service? Like, you saw, like, they did this thing, I don't want to go over there. Or like, oh man, you let me do a QR code and apply. What would reach out to you?
Honestly, I feel like treating people equally.
Okay.
I don't, because I just feel like sometimes it's unfair that you treat someone different because they're older, they're younger, the way they look.
Okay.
You know, if I go and work somewhere and because I'm young, I'm getting treated differently than how the same level of education.
So
and
you're saying, like, if you, well, it's not just about education, I get that.
Yeah.
But you're saying you get out in the field, you've proven you know what you're doing.
Okay.
You've made the, you've done this for a little while now, but you're still young.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it'd be like, they just see your face and like,
yeah.
You don't
yeah.
know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So,
yeah. I gotcha. Absolutely. All right, here's your categories. Finance, education, emotions, or I can ask you anything.
Go with emotions, I guess.
Okay. What do you think you're going to do when something really bad happens, like you worked a child and nothing, they died anyway? How are you going to handle that?
First, I would reflect on how lucky I was to survive. I make it to however old I am now, or however old I was when that child passed away. I definitely go talk to somebody, because I know personally I'd feel terrible. You know, I'd go talk to my girlfriend, my parents, my teacher. You know, I have a really good bond with my teacher, my instructor.
Sure.
And you know, she makes it easy to talk to some of my parents and everybody else. So I feel like if I could open up, talk about some things, it would make it a little bit better. But you know, sometimes you just gotta find something you want to do too, like go to the gym. Sure. Now, I was a basketball player, so I like to play basketball. You know, little things that just, you know, kind of build you up after that.
Those are all good paths, and that's what I want to encourage you to stay on, is you do have to find somebody to talk to in the appropriate level. Sometimes it is your inner circle. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's your mentors, like your instructors and the people that you'll find later in the field. And sometimes it's counselors. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes it is just about going and working the energy out and doing something outside of this job that lets you just focus differently. So all those were really right on point there. Mm-hmm. So as the final question, your bonus round, right, is One EMS is an entity. What is something you think we can do to help the community be better? The world of EMS?
Well, first, I feel like it's good, but it's not great. You know, sometimes I was in Augusta, Georgia a while ago, and EMS people were helping. It was like a non-profitable event, and they had the EMS trucks there, and I asked somebody, because I was like, hey, what level are you? Are you EMT? They were like, oh, I'm an AMT. I was like, okay, are y'all getting paid for this non-profit thing? And they were like, no, we're all out here volunteering for your stuff. And I feel like that's a great spot to, like, start change in your community. But other than that, non-profitable things, I'm not too sure, honestly.
Well, it's all about, for us, we're a nonprofit, meaning that we can raise money from people like Stryker Incorporated and then funnel it back into the community of EMS. But I like what you're saying, putting on events where they're out in the public. You're technically the public, and you saw them, and you interacted, and that's kind of how we bring people in and educate. Mm-hmm. So I get you. All right. You've won your game. We got the fire one and the straight EMS one.
I guess I'll do the straight EMS.
All right. Well, thank you, Brandon. No, you're Drew. Brandon's left. Yes, thank you, Drew, for sitting down. Yes, I appreciate you. And we'll get you that.
Thank you.